said. I've had it. I only ever try to do the right thing, and each and every time God puts obstacles in my road. Have you ever thought that? Sure you have. Me too. That's why today we're going to take a close look at those seemingly God-ordained setbacks and delays. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to A Different Perspective as we kick this week off with the next message in this series called Becoming an Overnight Success. There's something about kicking off a new week. It's a small version of kicking off a new year, I guess, that sense of anticipation, the idea that, well, maybe this week things will be different. And yet for many, it's the same old, the same old drudgery, the same old difficult people and difficult circumstances, seemingly going nowhere. It's not that life's all that bad. It's just that you had these plans of doing this or achieving that or being there or whatever it is, and none of those things seem to be happening. I can't tell you the number of times that I've had plans to do this good thing for God or that good thing for God, only to have those plans thwarted. And you know, the really amazing thing, people often say to me, wow, Bernie, your ministry is so successful, as though somehow success is a relevant measure of what God's doing. And these days when that happens, I stop and I don't know what to say. Well, I do know what to say, but I think to myself, what's the point? What I really want to say to this person who looks at this ministry of Christianity Works that produces these radio messages and thinks of it as some overnight success, where were you when the ministry almost folded at least a dozen times? Where were you when nobody could be paid a salary because there was no income coming in? Where were you during those incredibly difficult times when we kept slogging away and slogging away and we just weren't moving forward? Oh, and by the way, let me tell you about the challenges and the trials that we're facing right now. Hello? It seems the further we are away from the reality of something, the more that we're on the outside rather than on the inside of something, the more likely we are to look at the good bits. Yeah, we'll take the good bits any day, while completely ignoring the challenges and the problems and the delays and the setbacks. And the more often we do that, the more likely we are to develop this completely unrealistic expectation that whatever we set our hand to should be an overnight success. You're getting the point, right? As I sit here now chatting with you, I can tell you that there are challenges that I'm facing, challenges so big that unless God shows up, we're going to fail. That's often the reality. And yet we behave as though that's something abnormal because we've been conditioned to believe in this crazy notion of overnight success. Last week, if you were able to join me, we spent some time on the road with Moses over his rather long 120-year life. 40 years living as Pharaoh's son, effectively, in wealth and luxury in Egypt. Then, because he had to flee for his life, another 40 years tending a flock of sheep way out beyond the wilderness. So that takes him to age 80, when God finally called Moses to lead his people out of slavery in Egypt. And then, after a pretty spectacular departure through the Red Sea, another 40 years leading a grumbling, complaining people through that very same wilderness, only to die just before being able to lead them into the Promised Land. Have a listen to what Moses had to say to God about the whole affair of leading the people of Israel through the wilderness through these 40 years. Numbers chapter 11, verses 10 to 15. Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, all at the entrances of their tents. Then the Lord became very angry, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said to the Lord, "Why have you treated your servant so badly? Why have I not found favor in your sight that you lay the burden of all this people on me? Did I conceive these people? Did I give birth to them that you should say to me, 'Carry them in your bosom as a nurse carries a suckling child to the land that you promised on oath to their ancestors?' Where am I going to get meat to give to these people? For they came weeping to me and they say, 'Give us meat to eat.' I'm not able to carry all these people alone, for they're too heavy for me. If this is the way you're going to treat me, put me to death at once if I have found favor in your sight, and do not let me see my misery." Yeah, obviously Moses was having a whole lot of fun along the journey, right? Not so much. And yet, when someone mentions the name of Moses these days, we think of this great leader, one of the A-list characters of the Bible, without ever giving much thought to the coal-faced realities of the setbacks and the delays and the challenges and the frustrations that Moses faced, lots of them for very long periods of time. So when these setbacks, delays, difficulties, trials hit us, we act all surprised as though something's wrong, as though if we were truly in God's will, it'd be all plain sailing, a smooth ride, no bumps or twists or turns. But that is, quite simply, not how God operates. So just in case you're going through one of those difficult times, and just in case you're acting all surprised, have a listen to this word from God to you today. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. Think about it. God didn't even spare his own son from fiery trials, from being misunderstood, from being rejected by the religious establishment, from the crowds that had followed him, amazed at the power of his words and his miracles, from those crowds turning on him and in the end shouting, "Crucify him." Setbacks, delays, trials, temptations, inexplicable as they may be at the time, are a normal part of following Jesus. They just are. And the sooner we get that, the better things are going to be. From when I received a clear, distinctive calling from God one afternoon when I was ironing, of all things, to go out and tell people about Jesus like I am now, until I finally got to the starting line, until I finally got to do what I'm doing now, was 8 years. 8 years. You know what? That's a long time when you're raring and ready to go. And along the way, as God has called Christianity Works to minister into this country and into that country, and we've stepped out, not knowing how we were going to resource that, can I tell you, each and every time we've stepped out into new continents and countries, there have been setbacks, there have been delays, there's been opposition, things not going the way we'd hoped, things happening much more slowly than we hoped. And yet, one by one, things always seem to fall into place because God is faithful. He's there. In fact, he went ahead of us, just like he went ahead of Moses. It's just that worldly success was never part of his plan. He almost always works like that. I mean, look at the Apostle Paul, who faced so many trials and setbacks and delays and beatings and shipwrecks. It goes on and on. This is what he says about all those things. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. He said, "But we don't lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slightly momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal." And that is exactly the sort of attitude, the sort of faith, the sort of perseverance, the sort of victory that God is wanting to build in you and me. As he sets before us, he's preordained, he's anointed setbacks and delays for us to walk into. The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you become all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to your inbox, where you can choose to read it, listen to the message, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's word is the power to change. It's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.